Welcome everyone to Chicken, Sex, and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and its achievements. I am Makita.
And I'm Monica. And today, you guys buckle up. This is going to be a wild ride.
You are nuts.
I'm just kidding. I've been asleep all day. What you been doing all day? It looked like you got clothes on.
I do. I have our shirt on.
Oh, look at that. Look at that shirt that you got on.
Oh, yeah. And I need to send you the website. I made it. We definitely need to take some pictures, but we have a site.
Okay.
Where you could buy things.
Yeah, we're still working on this merch. Let me stop eating this goddamn candy. I'm sorry, y'all.
She's not sorry. Because I bet you. I will bet $20 that you will have another piece of candy before this episode is finished recording.
I only got one more piece. That's it. So,
and you're probably going to eat it before the episode is done.
If I do eat it, it makes sense, right? Because it's all I got. Like, I can't just not, you know. I didn't have the damn Oreos. Now I'm eating the candy. But it's Whole Foods chocolate candy bar. And, you know, Whole Foods got that expensive chocolate candy bar. So it like literally melts in your mouth. This ain't no ghetto fucking, you know what I mean, Hershey shit, baby.
Hershey's also melts in your mouth.
No, it don't. This is called, let me see what this is called. This is Chocolove. XOXOX, baby. Chocolove. 34% cocoa content. So this rich fucking chocolate that the white people be eating in the stores. Inside the wrapper, when you open the wrapper up, it got a poem. The gray sea and the long black land and the yellow half moon, large and low. Well, Hershey's bar, you know, got a motherfucking poem in it.
See, that's the problem. All the money that you spend on that candy bar go to that type of bullshit. Hershey's, yes. Give me a straight candy bar because that's all I want to pay for. I don't need a poem. There's plenty of poems online. Thank you.
Yes, this got a poem called Ruby. And it's expensive. This candy bar is about $4, so... It's sustainable, you know what I mean? Love poem inside. It's good. About 480 calories, but, you know, can't win everything. But, it just dissolves in your mouth nice. So I just, you know, I want everybody to experience high luxury chocolate once in their lives, you know. Stop going to the ghetto places and getting the chocolate, you know what I mean? Oh. Like, go get some rich chocolate, you know, Godiva.
Don't shame anyone for what they actually like. Like,
no,
ain't nothing wrong with Hershey's.
I mean, if you like ghetto, you like ghetto. Just say it. Shit, you know. Over here, we eat expensive chocolate that costs $4.
Ooh, you just called my friends posh last week because they had on heels.
And I'm so and I'm ready to be in the fucking posh squad because I keep telling you that. So I'm glad that you recognize that my life is changing and I'm ready to give my life over to the posh squad. So y'all need to stop playing and put me in the goddamn game because I got red lipsticks and some high heels and I'm ready.
Okay.
Whenever I come downtown.
Thanks
to the trap again, I'm gonna be ready. But no, they can't come hang out with us because we be needing our quality time. But I can be an honorary member.
You ain't a member of nothing.
That's the problem.
It's not a group.
It is. I want to be down with what you're going through. I want to be down.
So back to what you asked me before. Today I was very productive. Went grocery shopping. I washed clothes. I folded them. I'm still in the process of folding them because it's a lot of clothes. Cooked. Cleaned, girl.
What'd you cook? Busy. Some meatloaf?
No. Some air fryer chicken wings, some homemade mashed potatoes, and a salad. So I ain't cooked that part, but.
Why you don't like mashed meatloaf?
No, I don't eat beef.
Oh, I forgot you don't eat beef. Well, that sounds good. I didn't do anything. I stayed out last night late.
Uh-huh. I got home.
I know. The ghetto. I got home like 3, and then I had to go work out at Orange Theory. You know, this is the thing that I don't like about Orange Theory. I probably said this. I like Orange Theory because, for one, first of all, it's not a black space. I've said all the time, it's a white space. But like, they charge you if you cancel your class late. Like, if you cancel within like 8 hours of the class starting, they charge you fucking like $12. So I was out last night. My class started at 8:15. I was like, damn, it's like 1 a.m. with the cancel. And they was like, oh, we're gonna charge you. So I was like, fuck it, I didn't want to charge. So I was like, I'm just gonna get up and I'm gonna go to the class. So I went to the class this morning at 8:15. I didn't do my best because I was fucking tired. I wasn't drunk or hung up or anything. I just went down. I went down to Feds Hill, and I'd be forgetting, like, because I don't go to, this is probably the most I've ever been to Fed Hill. But like, I be forgetting that Saturday night is not the place parking to be for Fed Hill. It's stupid. Like, it's so many just like white people just walking across. It's just, it was a lot. And that was my first time being in Fed Hill like on a Saturday. And I don't know why I even suggested it. I've been going to Fed Hill, but I've been going on like fucking Sundays at like 1 o'clock. Brunch. So it's been like, yeah, it's been like real easy. Girl, that shit was accessible last night. I was getting so frustrated. So we ended up leaving that. And then we just went to Fells Point, where the niggas was. And
I didn't know that was black people our age hang on Saturday. But I guess they go to Fells, like Moby's.
Yeah, and I didn't know. And again, like, I have not been to these places for so long, but I didn't know that Fells Point like got so black, because I remember at one time the only spot that played black music was fucking Moby's. And Moby's was halfway fucking racist and wanted to keep black people out anyway. Listen. So it's interesting now how, like, when I went down there, I mean, it was niggas galore. People was just sitting outside. Like, it was like literally, you know how like Fells has that middle area, mm-hmm. where like it's just like seating, and I don't know, it's just an open space. People was just posted up there. I was like, is this what niggas do? They just come like,
oh yeah, up, I didn't know like, they did out that. Here.
Yeah,
and they like, probably they had music up, playing like, too from their car.
Yeah, I said, oh, this is the spot. But it was just like a lot of like just old like young people. I was just like, oh yeah, this is not for the aunties and uncles no more. Like, I think I'm past this. But we got there a little bit later on the tails end. So we just went to a little spot and got some drinks. And the spot was playing black music. I was so surprised. I was like, oh my God, like, this is fucking crazy. And then we just was chilling. But anyway, so needless to say, that's why I was tired of going to the gym. But I did wake up and I went today because, you know, I go on vacation in a week. So I need hoes to get ready for Bikini Bad Bitch Instagram Monica, because she will be there. You know what I mean? And also, let me just tell y'all, I started getting the little process for laser hair removal. I don't know if I said that, but that shit was terrible. That was the worst. That was terrible. Okay. It was terrible. And I just want people to know it was a terrible, terrible feeling. And I did not enjoy it. But now it's been 10 days. So the hair is starting to fall off. So I'm like, okay.
Wait, it falls. It's like just falls off in a shower. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Like, I was like using the bathroom today and I was like wiping myself and I was like, why is it all this fucking hair? It was just like a ball of like hair everywhere. So yeah, it just falls out. And I was getting concerned because they say it takes 7 to 21 days, but I'm like, I got shit to do with this vagina in the next couple of days. So I need this shit to be, I need this shit to be, you know what I mean? Like, handled. So I needed it to come, the hair to fucking come off. So thankfully it started to shed today. So probably by the end of this week, I should be bald. You know what I mean? And then I should be able to get to popping on a motherfucking handstand like I had planned in the next couple of weeks, you know? So needless to say, I say all that to say I slept all day today.
You said all that to say.
I just been sleeping all day today. I didn't do shit. I just slept. That's about it. I was tired as hell. But, you know, I just want to say that I don't like cheap motherfuckers. You know what I mean? And I just feel like I want to put a stop to this, because let me tell you, if you're trying to court me and you want, you know, and you like, oh, let's link, blah, 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 let's go out. And we go somewhere and like you just order your food separately and then don't even be like, oh, you want something? Like, I don't like that. It's very much something, you know?
It's
very
giving. Much something. It is giving cheap.
And I don't like that.
And it's rude, actually. Like, number one, this person invited you out. Like, they,
I mean, it wasn't like a, hey, would you like, it was more like a, oh, what you doing? Let's go get, you know, let's go out, blah, blah, blah. But my thing is, yes,
that's an invitation.
My thing is, but you're trying to court me though, right? Like, that's my thing. Like, you want me to give you pussy or to give you whatever. And like, we go somewhere and you want to be like, oh, fucking, you gonna place your order first and then pay for your shit and then look at me like, oh, was you buying something? Oh, you just was gonna eat my stuff? No, nigga, I can buy my own shit. First of all, fucking little ugly, I can buy my own shit. But the thing is like, I don't like that. I just don't like that. Like, I don't know. I ain't saying, you know, this is pay-per-view over here, but baby, this ain't free. You know what I mean? Like, you got to pay.
Drake a little said, something. This so good, you shouldn't have to for free.
Fuck
so.
For free, you know? And like, and I mean, now I wasn't even, I don't even give a damn about, you know, the person or whatever, because I have, he's literally just entertainment. But I just was thinking like, and let me tell y'all, you know, about my other boo though. Last week, my other boo. My boo number two.
Mm.
Not the boo number one, boo number two.
Player.
He was like, oh, let's go like to Six Flags. And I was like, oh, well, I ain't never been to Six Flags. Like, okay, cool. He's like, all right, we'll get you a pass. So I was about to go online and buy me a pass. He's like, what's your Cash App? I'm like, I sent it to him, but I'm like, what do you need my Cash App for? Yeah, he sent me the money to buy the fucking season pass for 21 and 22. I said, oh, this is the shit that I deserve. Like, I ain't even asked you to pay for this shit, but he was just like, yeah, I just, you know, you might as well just buy it so we can have something, so we can always have something to do. That's the energy that I like. So then we went to Six Flags, had a cute little date, girl. Went to Six Flags, girl. Guess who's at Six Flags, girl?
Who?
Ty Dolla Sign? Number one. Boo number one, girl. Boo number one was at Ty Dolla Sign. I mean, not Ty Dolla Sign. You see, why you bring him up? Boo number one was at Six Flags when I was with boo number two.
Wait, time the heck out, girl. Wait, let me make sure I understand. Who sent you the money for the pass?
Boo number two did.
Okay,
the new one.
Okay, and
so we went, and then when we went, boo number two was there too. Boo number one was there.
Who was boo number one there with?
His son.
Oh, did he see you?
He didn't, but like, I don't,
wait, how he said that. Oh, that's crazy.
See, he, I don't know. I can't say for sure if he saw, if he did not see, but like, he just kept asking me like, you know, what did you do today? Did you do everything you're supposed to do today? Did you accomplish today? He like sent me a picture like of him at Six Flags. And like, it was just real suspicious. I was like, my friend was like, well, don't say nothing if he don't ask. I was like, well, oh, if you don't blindly ask, like, I ain't saying shit.
He definitely saw you. Maybe that's why he was on that buy your own food type of energy.
Nah, but that wasn't him, though. This is another boo. This is this is boo number
girl,
three.
Girl, you got, okay.
I got a lot going on. But Blanche most story Devereaux? Is... this was neither one or two. But I'm just saying, my whole point was like, the dude, you know, if you're going to just court somebody, I just feel like you just can't be cheap. Like, and I know, and this is the thing, I don't be trying to count people's pockets, right? So maybe I know the whole stigma of he's just kind of like, I'm not paying for shit for nobody if they're not my girl or whatever. But it's just tacky, right? Like, it's tacky if we go to a sandwich shop and like, you put your order in and you pay for your order and then you move to the side and then I pay for my order. Like, and then later that night you're like, oh, sit on my lap. Nigga, no, why am I sitting on your lap? Like, you didn't pay for this shit. Like, are we go to a bar? And I get it. We go to a bar. He's like, oh, I got the first round. You know, I got the first round. Basically letting it be known, like, bitch, you're paying for this shit. You know what I mean? Like, for sure.
He told you up front.
Like, but my thing is just, but if it's going to be that, then like, we're not, you can't try to fuck with me too. You know what I mean? Like you can't try to fuck with me too. Like, if you're not like really courting me, or you're not like, you're not really interested. I don't know. It's just weird for me. It's weird for me to go somewhere and you want to split Dutch the whole night. Be like, oh, I'm with my homegirl. And I'm fine with that. But then later, you know, you want to be hugged up. You want to be like, oh, sit on my lap. Nigga, no. Like, why? Like,
to me, the tacking is
friendly. We're friendly.
When he invited you, he hit you up. What you doing? Let's do this. Okay. To me, usually if the situation is like we are trying to build something or you trying to come get me, like, then you're paying. Or else why invite me out? So and to me, that's the tacky started and he moved to the side and then didn't even ask you if you wanted any, like, to me that was tacky.
That's how I feel though too, because I feel like I definitely would have been like, yo, you want something? Like, why, you know, or what are you getting? Like, right. Nigga, the shit you was buying was like $3, dog. $3 fucking. But I respect that people may have certain rules when it comes to spending money when dating, right? They may feel like they don't want to spend money on somebody who they're not in a relationship with. Then nigga, don't ask me to sit on your lap.
It's just like money though. Like,
don't ask me to sit on your fucking lap then. Like, why? Like, if you did not pay for shit or if this is not a date, like, don't ask me to sit on your fucking lap. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting confused, but I just don't know. I don't like that. I just feel like, you know, when I had went to Six Flags with Boo number two, his pass, he get a season pass every year, right? His season pass, you get one meal, you get a snack, and then you get a second meal. So he had like, you know, food covered basically for that. And we got like this big ass turkey leg, fucked the turkey leg up, both of us, like, cause it was big enough to share, you know what I mean? So that makes sense type of thing, right? But even when we're driving back, he's like, yo, you hungry? You good? You need anything? You fine? Like, blah, blah, blah. Fucking my tire had broke down like a few weeks ago. He found somebody to come out, fix my tire, was like, oh, I'll go half with you. Like, nigga, this is how this is how you court somebody. Yeah, like, you be useful. So I think to me, I'm just confused of like, okay, you're putting the minimal effort, but you want me to sit on your lap. Like, I don't understand that. Why would I sit on your lap? Like, you didn't do shit. You don't deserve this ass to sit on your lap.
So, but to me, yes, I get that. But why? I don't know that necessarily needs to equate to monetary contributions.
But it equates to an interest, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To like somebody being interested.
Yeah, in you need to be showing me that you like me. Being considerate and caring and like, yeah, you're not just about to be filling up on me just because you showed up. Like,
so what? If we at the sandwich shop and you making me pay for my shit and then you talking about, you know, and then fucking you talking about like, oh, you gonna put your order in, nigga, you like, and then we go somewhere else and you like, oh, I'm gonna get the first round. So I ended up actually like only getting like one drink basically, and then he got like three, and I wasn't paying for his fucking shit. Like, I sent him, I cashed up him like the price of my drink. But I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, nah, shit. I didn't tell you to get all the rest of that shit. You got that shit. So I paid for my, you know, I guess like maybe I should have paid for his two drinks since he paid for.
Absolutely.
Nah, I don't know. I sent him the money for my drink and anything out of that was whatever. But I just feel like that just makes me put you in a friend zone. You know what I mean? Like, that's just.
It sounds like he want to be a friend with benefits. Low key.
But I feel like you're going about it wrong, though.
Like, if he wants to be a friend with benefits, then listen, how is that wrong? Like,
you want a cheap trick? Better go down a freak, Nick. You got to hit me hard. Buy this girl gifts, of course. No?
Not if y'all friends with benefits.
I mean, and maybe, so maybe that's the conversation. Maybe there's a conversation between truly being interested in somebody like Boo number one and just wanting to fuck. You know what I mean? Right. Maybe if you just wanted to fuck, you're not going to do all that shit. You're going, y'all splitting everything in half, and then you're just going to ask her to sit on your lap versus somebody who is going to actually pay for shit. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's a difference.
I think there is. And I like you, what you said in the beginning, like courting, like, yeah, I don't think this man trying to court. Like, courting comes about when somebody really is trying to build something with you.
Right.
And they are being considerate and they are like tricking off, as the kids like to call it. And we can talk about that, like, what is tricking off versus like just, you know, spending money just because like you have to spend money to do things. But yeah, I think courting is more like intentional than whatever he got going on. He got some BS going on.
Yeah. Like, and then I also realized too, is like, maybe it's like, you know, people's finances, like, maybe people just don't got the money to, you know, fucking pay for shit for you and all that shit. Maybe that's it. Like, you know, and so I'd be feeling bad when I'm just like, I don't have the expectation of somebody like, oh, he should have paid for my food. But I am kind of just like, maybe he ain't fucking had the money, or maybe he couldn't afford it, or maybe, you know, whatever. And I have, this is not to get confused, because I have no problem paying for my own shit. I think my confusion is just how you don't, how we going half on everything and operating, you know, fucking pay, going half on shit. And then you want me to like be up on you and hug you and like, that's the shit that confuses me. Like, nigga, we not, this isn't a date, clearly. Like,
so on the flip side, let's say, like, playing hypotheticals, let's say he hit you up same way he did, like, what you doing, let's do this. Okay, so one, let's say he picks you up, one, two, y'all get to the sandwich shop, wherever y'all go to eat, he, you know, what you want, get you what you want, then y'all go out for drinks, he's ordering you drinks, not even asking you if you want to drink, just bringing you drinks and pays for everything. When he asks you to sit on his lap, do you do it?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm gonna sit on your lap, baby. What else you need? Okay, like, I'm gonna sit on your fucking lap, like, especially because for me, like, I really don't, like, I don't like going out with people who I don't really even fucking like. Like, I don't waste, mm-hmm. I don't like wasting my time. So I don't need no free meal and shit like that. Like, if I'm going out with you, I there's genuine interest with him. Like, I wasn't, like, I'm on some friendly shit with him for real, because I've known him a while. So, like, I know he tried to talk to me in the past, but he was on some liar shit, got called out, just a whole bunch of weird shit. So, like, that ain't nothing.
Wait, you said, never mind. I don't even want to dig into that, because it sounded like you said he was on some wire, as in
lying shit.
Oh, liar, girl. Yeah, he said wire, as in, like, he was selling drugs. And I was like, oh,
and
Lord.
I think just, oh, no. I think just for me, like, either it's a date or it's not a date. And if it's not a date, that's totally fine. We can split it, but then don't be all up in my face wanting to do this, wanting to, you know, this and that, you know. And if it is a date, then that makes sense. Like, that makes sense that you want, you know, if you're affectionate or nurturing or whatever the case may be, like, you just gotta pick a fucking side, and you can't have both. You can't want to fucking go Dutch on shit and then want to, you know, hold hands. Like, nigga, no, the fuck, like, the fuck are you, like, nigga, no, get out of here, fucking goofball.
Dang.
So I don't know, maybe it's just my expectation or whatever, but it just was, I was just, it's just, I feel like it's just interesting. I feel like the whole conversation of just being cheap, like, and again, I'm thinking maybe it's not cheap, maybe we're not calling it what it is, maybe it's not being cheap, maybe it's just people have certain rules, you know what I mean? He may have been like, yo, I'm not with you, like, I ain't about to trick off on, you know, like, I ain't paying for this shit, you can pay for your shit, you know. Or maybe he ain't had the money. So a lot of different variations.
Yeah, I think it might be that. I mean, and I respect people's rules, but that's a dumbass rule. Like, you're not gonna spend money on somebody that you're not dating. Like, oh, you invited this person out. Like, come on, please, 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 please. Yeah. Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody that was cheap?
No, I haven't. I feel like I've dated somebody who we just kind of, you know, I mean, we operated separately. They pay for their shit, I pay for my shit. But, like, not in the sense of, like, every time we go, we split. Like, a lot of times in relationships, like, it's like, I'll pay for some shit, they'll pay for some shit. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll split the cost of something. You know, because after a while, like, being together, I'm totally fine with splitting the cost of shit. Like, for sure. I don't want to, you don't have to pay for me every single time. And half the time, I don't even be being paid for. But, no, I don't think I really ever been. I guess being cheap is subjective, right?
That is true. That is true.
I guess it's just, and then it's just like, is it cheap or is it just like
responsible?
Right. I mean, it's that. Maybe it's being responsible, or maybe it's just like they're not that interested in you.
Yeah. So I think I've definitely dated someone that was cheap. And to me, cheap is like doing the least that you could, and this sounds bad because it could be responsible, but to me, doing like the least that you can do to get by, like,
yeah, the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I guess, I don't know, again, I have a hard time of just, like, if you don't want to pay for shit, right, and you, even if it's on a strictly friends and benefit, like, you still got to show me why you're a good candidate. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Why do you think that I should, even if you just want to fuck, why do you think that I should fuck you? Just because, like, what's in it for me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you showing me right now? I guess that's just how I be kind of looking at it. So it's like, even if, you know, a dude was on the, oh, I just trying to fuck, I ain't really trying to be with her, I'm just trying to, you know, have fun, blah, 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 blah. Still, you got to be showing me some type of effort. Nigga, you think you're going to do the bare minimum and fucking make me buy my own sandwich, and I'm going to be like, oh, okay, pull up. Nah, nigga, not at my big age.
But there are women that are like that, because they're like, I don't care about that. Like, I just want someone to spend time with me.
Child, well, that ain't me, baby, because my love costs something. Very oh much goodness. Something. Very much. It's always something.
So your love for sale.
And my love is definitely for sale. So it's my vagina.
Shut up.
The highest motherfucking bidder gets it, okay?
No, like,
you got to support human. You got to support sex workers.
You're not a sex worker.
But I can be, baby, because I work hard for the money.
I used to be so bothered when I was younger. My older brothers used to, like, always joke that I would date ODB, like Old Dirty Bastard. And I'm like, no, I would not. I'm like, he's so ugly. They'd be like, but he got money. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't care right. about that. Like,
I mean, you know, you could be ugly, but you know what? He probably wouldn't have been so bad if he just Monica. Cleaned up. No, for real. If he just did his, like, now in the world that we live in, with you can get your hairline done, you can get your teeth and shit. he probably would have been all right, but I feel like he chose to look like that because that was his persona, like to look like the, you know, Oscar, the fucking trash man guy or whatever. Like, I do think if he would have just did his hair a little bit different, you know what I mean? Maybe lost like 50 pounds, 60, maybe 70, like laid off the drugs, I think he would have been all right.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been interested still.
I mean, he would have been like medium ugly. You know what I mean? Because sometimes when you're medium ugly, if you're medium ugly and you got a good personality, that makes you hot. That makes you cute, right?
And then medium ugly with money? Oh, Lord. That means you're in there.
Yeah, that means you real fine. So it's different. It's different avenues to that. But Old Dirty Bastard, I mean, he had like 17 kids. So I guess somebody.
He was on something.
Yeah. I guess where he failed in looks, he made up in
peeing.
I don't know. Or maybe everybody was just high seeing him or dealt with him.
I guess.
So maybe that's also an option too. Cause when you're under the influence, you know, things look a little. Yeah. But you know, also this is the thing though, too, is that I kind of just feel like if you can't afford to date, like, then you shouldn't date.
But you know? What does it mean to be able to afford to date? Like, what is the threshold? Like, how much disposable income a month should one put to the side to date? Or is it based on the caliber of, like, women you're trying to date? Like, I've seen that conversation happen where it's like, you know, if you want this type of woman or woman that looks like this or woman that has this, you need to be making this amount of money or like be willing to do this amount of things or whatever.
I don't know what the rules are for it, but I just feel like if you are going to date, then limit the number of women that you date and only date women who you really find, you know, interest in, basically. You know, I don't know. It's just, it's ways that you can help to date on your budget. Now, if you invite me to go somewhere to a sandwich shop,
I'm like,
I know I say sandwich and people always correct me and say sandwich.
I wasn't going to correct you. I think I'm used to the weird things that you say.
Yes, I know. But a sandwich. Then you guys,
why you gotta say like sandwich, like because you change your whole tone.
I have it's to ridiculous. Because it doesn't feel normal to say sandwich, because I'm always like, yeah, I'm about to eat a sandwich, like, and they're like, no, it's sand, it's not sound, fuck you. But No, but I just think that it's different. You know, it's just levels to like dating. And you just, but if you invite me somewhere, somewhere small though, not even, and we're not even going to like a fucking restaurant. Like, we're going to a fucking ice cream shop. I feel like you're
still upset.
Like, nigga, you should be able to. I'm not even upset because, again, I can afford my own shit. But I just feel like it just is interesting, though. It's just interesting. It's interesting, just the mindset. And I feel like I'm trying to, like, understand, like, the mindset of that. Because I have, because even with boo number one and boo number two, I don't have that issue with them. Like, they pay for shit. They buy shit. Like, I don't have that issue. Like, I would never go somewhere and they would be like, oh, you know, fucking, you gonna get your own sandwich? Like, no. Hungry?
That's what, yeah, like, also, back to your situation, that's what kills me about the thing. Like, what is you even worried about what I'm gonna do if you ain't gonna buy nothing? Like, mind your business.
And he was just like, oh, well, he was like, oh, well, outside you was talking about you wanted it. Now we got all the way, you know, now we got all the way over here. I was just like, I mean, I said it sounded good, but, and I honestly, I didn't want anything for real. Like, to be honest, I didn't want anything because it was too late. And I was like, it's damn near fucking midnight and shit. Like, I don't need to be out here eating this shit, like, you know, going to bed with these calories and drinking. Like, mm-hmm. That's just a lot. So we did go to like a place that was just, it was like a simple spot. It wasn't fucking nothing. It was like a little place you get a little damn donut from or something. But it's just it just interests me, I feel like, because I don't know if just men pick a side. Like, I don't know. I guess I don't understand. I don't know what their expectations is. Maybe it is the fact of like, oh, we're gonna be friends and, you know, have sex, but, you know, you still pay for your shit because we're not technically dating or some shit. And it's like, nigga, bye. If you can't even buy me no fucking $2 sound like donut, like, no, I could do, why would I run up my mileage for you? Like, I could just focus on the niggas who fucking buy me. I don't know. I'm serious. I just feel like, make it make sense. Like, make it worth my while. Like, what do you, like, why do you think that because you just are, I don't know. It's just frustrating. Like, you did nothing, but you want something.
So if he was, I guess, more of like vocal or like interesting to hang out with, would that make a difference?
It's not anything about him being interesting. He's it's cool guy, fun time. It's just pick your side, right? Like, either you're going to court somebody, even if it's just on a friend, because I feel like even if it's on a friends with benefits type of shit, you could still court the person. And it doesn't got to be hardcore court, but you could still, like, yo, if you go out to drinks with somebody, you can still pay for their drinks and shit like that. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of just tacky. Like, you want something for nothing and you need to put some fucking effort in. Cause,
well, but you see, what I'm confused is you're saying effort, but then you're equating it to monetary things. So,
well, yes, because you want my vagina, which is a monetary thing.
Your vagina is not product.
It's very much a product.
Oh, okay.
So I just feel like, you know, I don't know. The whole dating world is just, but I just think that you just can't be cheap. Don't be cheap. Just date within your budget. And maybe I was not on his budget, and that's fine. One time when I was in college, this boy really, really wanted to take me out to like Applebee's or some shit. So he asked me on a date and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go. His name was Jamal, I'll never forget. And he was just like the day of the day, he was just like, oh, do you mind if we go Dutch? And I didn't know what the fuck Dutch was, but I asked him, I was like, what does that mean? He was just like, oh, like, you know, I don't got no money or something. He's like, oh, I'm low on money. Like, you pay for yourself, I pay for myself. And I was like, all right, cool, bet, that's fine. And then like maybe a couple hours later, he was like, you know what? Actually, let's just cancel it until I get some money because I don't feel right, you know, you paying for blah, 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 blah. And like me not having the money to pay for it, or, you know, you paying for yourself basically on a date that I'm trying to take you on. So we canceled it and we never like went on the date, and like he never, I don't even think he really ever even talked to me. I think I seen him at like parties and shit like that, but I think he was low key like embarrassed.
Oh, wow.
And it's just, yeah. And I'm just kind of like, either you got it,
he,
or you just,
like, I don't even know how he would be embarrassed. Like, I feel like much respect to him for being that honest.
And then mind you, we was like fucking 20. Like, we was like 2021. So I was like, we was hella fucking young. We was in college and shit like that. So I'm like, nigga, I do not hold no fault to you, but I appreciate you being honest, basically. And I think I seen him like at a party. He was just like, oh my God, I always liked you so much and blah, 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 blah. I was just like, sir, you know, I think I danced with him or some shit. Like, I don't know. Mind you, he's an undergrad, so whatever. But I'm just at the point in my life where I'm just, you know, I'm a lover of the finer things. And if you're going to take me to a sandwich shop, I want a fucking sandwich. If I want a sandwich, I want you to offer. I don't even want a sandwich, but you should not be tacky and not offer.
I agree with that. Like,
you should offer.
That's rude.
The thing about it is like, you can, if you get in a sampler tray, you could easily have just been like, okay, what do you want on it? Like, you could have got one little tray and been like, okay, pick three of yours and I'll pick three. Nah, nigga ain't do that. Nigga just got the whole shit for himself. Like, you know, it's just, you know, we gotta just, no, I don't know. So, and I guess guys can go on dates too, though.
The burning question is, will you go out with them again?
Well, it's not even going out. Will I hang out with him again? Yeah, sure. Like, he's cool. But I know I was never really interested in him on that type of tip for real. And I feel like it's still the same. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it's still the same. Like, I'm still just kind of like, I could do better. Like, I was just bored anyway, fucking with you. But like, and you're like, friend-wise, cool. But I think like anything other than that, I can't see it because you ain't buy me a sandwich. So if you ain't buy me a sandwich, then, you know,
a sandwich,
you better go down to Freaknik, get you a cheap chick. You know what I mean? I know. Okay. You see me on the radio.
True.
So true. I don't know, but the moral story is like, date within your budget, live within your budget, you know what I mean? Like, just be within your fucking budget, and it's okay if the budget,
but maybe that's something that needs to
be, the price of today is not the price of tomorrow.
Okay, is that something that should be like determined beforehand? Like,
I think certain shit sets the tone, though, right? Like, I think for me, like, that set the tone. You know what I mean? If you take me out somewhere and we're going Dutch on some shit, I feel like that sets the tone.
You're like, oh, got it. Okay. Mm. No, I can open my own door. Thanks.
Yeah. Right. And then that's another thing about opening the doors.
I got her fired up.
Listen, because this happened. You want to fucking not buy me a sandwich, but you want to open my door. You know why he wanted to open my door, girl?
Why?
Because it was for free. That's why. Because it was for free and he didn't have to pay for that shit. That's why he opened my motherfucking door. So I was like, no. Like, bitch, you gonna open my door and try to be a gentleman, but you ain't even pay for my sandwich? Like, it's giving Groupon.
Ain't nothing wrong with no damn Groupon now.
I know. I had dated a boy, and he took me on a date, and he used a Groupon. And my male bestie, he uses a Groupon all the fucking time, too. He'd be like, I don't care. You gonna eat or you not gonna eat?
Right.
So, yeah, it's very much living social love.
Oh, R.I.P.
That's what. Living Social's still around.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't bought nothing in Living Social for years. I even feel weird. But I feel like I still got the app and stuff like that. So,
girl, it's taking up space on your damn phone.
It is. Because I do use Groupon, though. But yeah,
Groupon is bae.
Yeah. I haven't used Living Social in forever. But I remember back in the day, they used to have like Living Social Adventures, and you could like go like white water rafting or like paintballing. When I used to live in New York, me and my friends used to do them all the time. We used to have so much fun. I think we went paintballing and white water rafting. We used to have a jolly good time. And they would like pick you up. They actually arranged like the transportation and shit. They would pick you up somewhere in Midtown. Yeah. But now they don't do that no more.
Yeah, because no one buys them.
They should have. I feel like that was a good thing. But I mean, yes, again, ain't nothing wrong with a little living social date, you know, whatever. And again, see, and that's not being cheap, right? That's dating within your budget.
Yeah, that's being responsible.
So it may just have so what been
is,
like.
So let's define. Well, I already defined what being cheap is for me, like doing the bare minimum. Like
that. Yeah, that's it. That's being cheap, be doing the bare minimum. Or like not wanting to pay for shit. Like, I mean, I guess that's just because even with this same person, like, he's the type of nigga who will like go out to eat with you and then at the end be like, oh, I forgot my wallet.
No. That's
scam. And it's like, that's a scam. You sat through this whole fucking meal knowing that you did not have your motherfucking wallet and you ain't say nothing.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You too. He too grown for that. He's a scammer.
Like, I don't like that. He's just like, oh, can I cash app you? Like, nigga.
Yes.
You didn't want to pay for this shit anyway. Just say that shit. Like, so I don't know. That's why. Yeah. What? It's just hard out here, but you know,
girl, you got love, like three boos though. Like, no one can really feel sorry for you. I don't.
I mean, no, he's not a boo. That's just, he's like a friend. And then I got two boos. Okay. And then that's like just a friend. He not no boo. Because he ain't buy me what, why he no boo? Because he ain't buy me what, Makita?
A sandwich.
Yes. Boom. Right? Ding, ding, okay, ding, ding, like... ding, ding, ding. Because he ain't buy me. No, I'm just kidding. They gonna be like, this bitch want her sandwich. Like, we'll send you a goddamn sandwich from somewhere. No. But you know, you just set the tone. Like, that's it. You set the tone. You set the tone for how you want shit to go. Courting wise, dating wise. And if you're not courting, then you're not courting, and that's perfectly fine. But then don't ask somebody to sit on your lap. Don't be trying to be booed up with nobody. You just can't have it both ways. But you know, niggas are great at having the audacity, so you know they're gonna try it. But absolutely, they shouldn't.
But they get away with it with other people though, so that's why, like, every woman does not have the same standards, and that's,
they don't.
And that is perfectly fine as well. Like, have your own standards. Don't compare your standards to anybody else's. But that's why they're going to try it, because it works somewhere else. And you know, yeah, if you give a mouse a cookie, you feel me?
Yeah, that's true. But if boys like you, or even if girls like you, well, no. I feel like I had this discussion with a friend too, where he was like, basically, men definitely have to work harder in the beginning to get women, and then women kind of will pick up the baton and start working. And I was like, oh, that's fair. I mean, men definitely have to show us, you know, what we're getting first before we even buy into it. But I think that's because we so damn used to dealing with fuck shit. We gotta, you know, be a little bit guarded to make sure we're not out here getting ran through before we, you know, start investing in somebody. So,
and the thing with women, like, once we're in it, like, it's like a wrap. We going above and beyond. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what's so funny is I read this tweet from this little therapist. I don't know. I probably posted it. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was saying how, like, when people be like, oh, I love hard. And they was like, that just basically is code for, like, you have like, you have like obsessive or trauma issues, or you overcompensate and try to make people love you or some shit. Basically, it's some type of like mental health shit that they equated it back to. And I was like, huh,
I do not receive that.
That's interesting. It was like, you know, you have like void issues or some shit where like you didn't get something as a child and now you make up for it. And I was like, I do think that is an interesting thing when people say like they love hard. Like, yeah. I think that's interesting. And I was like, I mean, I've never been the one to say like, I love hard. I always say that, like, when I'm in it, I'm in it. Like, I'm giving, you know, I'm all the way in, basically. But I'll say I love hard, because if it comes down to me or you, I'm always going to choose me at the end of the day.
I think, you know, I love, I mean, hard.
Well, maybe you got some issues that you need to work out.
No, I don't think I have any issues.
I mean, according to Instagram.
Yeah, because, you know,
Instagram is therapy. Yeah.
I have a real life therapist.
Some people, that I'm going to find that quote though, but that is what that thing said. And I was just like, that's very interesting when people say that shit. Like, I don't know if they're saying, I don't know. I can't remember what exactly it was. I don't know if it was like a codependency or like you put people before yourself and type of shit like that. And I just was like, because I don't even know what necessarily means to love hard. Like, why can't you just love just enough?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, why does it have to be hard? Why can't you love softly?
But what does that even mean?
I don't know. I think
we have to define what all of that stuff even means. Like, what it even means to love hard. Because, you know, to you, you could see somebody outside of somebody's window with a boombox. And to somebody else, that just means, like, I'm constantly showing up for you. Like, I don't mind, like taking on, like, things for you. And
I had a nigga in my bushes one time.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that probably was.
He loved too hard.
That probably was some lifetime psychotic type of shit. That probably wasn't romantic. I didn't think it was romantic either. I thought it was weird. I was like, this nigga is crazy. But, you know, that was my younger years.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I'm currently watching Impeachment American Crime Story. Mm. Monica Lewinsky.
What is it on?
FX. Hulu?
Is it on Hulu?
I haven't seen it on Hulu, which is crazy because most FX shows are on Hulu, but I haven't seen this one on Hulu.
You pay for actual cable too?
No, my parents do.
And what, do you just use their password?
Yup. Yeah.
Maybe I could. I don't have like FX though. Like, I have basic cable. Ooh, I'm ashy as hell.
But Monica Lewinsky was being weird about
don't blame her. Bill got to get the blame too.
No, I'm not saying it's her fault, and she had an unhealthy like love for him. It was,
you know what,
healthy.
You should watch that Hillary Clinton documentary, because Bill, that's like the first time Bill Clinton, I've ever seen Bill Clinton talk about it.
Oh, him and Hillary talk about it. I would love, yeah.
It's on Hulu. I forgot what it was called. I think it was like Hillary Rodman documentary. I don't know, but like they both talk about, and she talked about how, you know, she was heartbroken basically. Like, but I forgot what he said about it, but he did talk about, you know, he made a mistake and I guess caught up.
Okay.
And it got busted out. And I think like, I think there was another story that this reporter was trying to come out with. Oh, it was about a lady like years earlier who had said Bill, she had an affair with Bill or some shit.
Oh, Paula
and
Jones.
Then, yeah, or something, or Lindsay something, Lindsay Taylor. I don't know what the fuck the girl's name. But then somehow somebody threw Monica's name in there. Or Lindsay, or the girl basically snitched on the whole situation with Monica or some shit. I don't know what happened, but that was not the story that they set out to tell. They said to tell the story about him having an affair with the other lady years ago, and then it just happened. But I don't know. I always tell people like they should watch that documentary, because really Hillary was that bitch. Like, she really was. She was more established than Bill was.
That people disrespect her so much. Mm-hmm. Like,
she was that chick. Like, she had a degree. She was working as a lawyer. Like, Bill, I don't know what the fuck he was doing. And then I hate how they try to play her, because, you know, she didn't like to wear dresses and stuff like that. And she wasn't the typical woman who sat at home and made cookies and shit like that. And they tried to play her. And, you know, he ran for governor in Arkansas. And that's why he won the first round. But then the second round, he lost. And then they revamped Hillary's image, made her take his last name, wanted her to start wearing dresses and stuff like that, to basically kind of fit that housewife mold. And she was not happy about it, because she was like, fuck, I make more money than this nigga did. So she
only,
was like,
only she did not say that.
I mean, well, yeah, I would hope not, right? Because if she did, then that would be another damn scandal. Mm-hmm. They had to drop the N-word. But, you know, obviously Bill wasn't cheap, you know, when he was trying to give whatever.
That's how,
you know what I mean? Obviously, Bill wasn't cheap. Bill was, you know, he dropped a little bit of money on her. Stop being fucking cheap. Anyway, that's all I got to say about this shit today.
Okay. Well,
the last bite for you.
Thank you so much. would you like the last bite, my dear?
Yeah, we can have it. Because this all I want to say is, It's fall. I'm very excited because I feel like
it's fall is, y'all.
Yes, because fall is like my best dress season. This is when I feel like I can dress my best. The summertime, I be too hot. I can't put makeup on. I can't get cute like that. But fall, this is my shit. You know what I mean? This is when I could really, you know, look cute. So I like this weather. I like the fall. I like the winter. Bad bitch activated. I'm going on vacation next week.
So you're just saying bunch of stuff that people don't really care about right now. That's what you're doing?
I don't really have no last bite.
You say that you didn't want it?
Because I want to have a last bite. I'm about to make something up if you would just give me some time. You're rushing me.
I feel like I gave you so much time and you're just giving us a soliloquy of your life.
I know. I'm giving you guys my calendar. I just want to say that nothing is cute about like hanging outside and sitting on fucking steps and shit like that, just kicking it. Take your ass in the motherfucking house. And I feel like dating men who like to be on the scene and always still want to be at every party, that shit is played out. Nigga, you 36 years old. Nigga, bring your ass in this motherfucking house and let's bake these goddamn
Gerald.
You know what,
Daryl? I just feel like if you're 36 years old, man, your name might be Daryl. So
maybe Gerald. That's an old name. Harry's an old name too. But I just not feel that
36
like,
is old, because
36 is not relax. Old. But I do think that like I just feel like you know, men aren't, people don't really be settled. And I like to go out and have a good time, but I also like to be in the house by midnight. You know what I mean? So. It's
but
just
you
like,
weren't yesterday.
I wasn't. First of all, let me get in this camera. You mind your business. Okay. Now, I wasn't yesterday, but I also was at a destination. I wasn't just sitting on some steps outside kicking it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just weird to me. And I don't like that. I just feel like that equates to just like the fucking squeegee boys who be just washing your car and shit like that. Like, find a location, get inside a brick and mortar and keep your ass in there or go home. Like, sitting on the steps, sitting outside on the benches and shit like that. Like, you know, it's just not cool. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's cool to them, but I just don't like it. It's not hot to me. So moral of the story is fall is here. Find you a spouse, a partner, a boo, but you need to make sure that your approach is not tacky. And lay up with them and watch fucking TV. That sounds like the life to me.
All right. And this message is brought to you by Monica.
That last bite had nothing to do with anything. Sorry, guys. I let you guys down on this one. Take it away. You can do the right. Do the real last bite.
No, I loved it. If I'm just going to wrap up everything, including what Monica just said, like, you know, live in your truth. If you want to spend money on somebody, spend that money. If you don't got it to spend, let it be known, but don't have no expectations. And ladies, whatever your standards are, keep them and let someone rise or fall to meet them. Period.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm glad I got your approval. And on that note, we are going to head out. So thanks for rocking with us. You can continue to be engaged with us on Twitter at Chicken Sex Degrees. No I, no E in chicken. So that's at Chicken Sex Degrees on Twitter. And also Instagram at Chicken Sex Degrees on Instagram, and like our posts, DM us, comment, we talk back. If you have anything you want to say, just reach out to us and like and subscribe, y'all.
That's it.
Yep, that's it. That's all. I'm Akita.
I'm Monica.
Bye.
Peace out, homies.